Steve Lasina, your mama don't dance, your daddy don't rock and roll. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, we talked about the airline a few minutes buckling that bag in first class. Well, four guys in China didn't want to pay the $46 fee to bring a box of oranges with them on the plane, so they ate the entire 66-pound box of oranges right there at the airport. All them wound up with mouth ulcers. They say they won't do that again. As a matter of fact, one of them said, I'll never eat another orange again. It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House is pushing ahead with a plan to shrink the federal workforce. A big step, slashing the number of government employees. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Today's the deadline for federal workers to accept buyouts or a deferred resignation program offer. For those who take it, they'd get full salary and benefits and not have to work through the end of September. The deferred resignation offer is available to all full-time federal employees, except those in the military, postal service, or those working in immigration enforcement and national security.
CBS News has learned more than 40,000 have handed in resignations. Democrats in the Senate led a marathon all-nighter that's still going on over the president's pick for budget chief. Russell Vogt backs drastic cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
We'd be putting one of the chief architects of Project 2025 in charge of an agency that is tasked with getting critical funding out the door that our communities depend upon.
Israel's defense minister has ordered the army to come up with an evacuation plan for Gaza after President Trump announced a proposal for a U.S. takeover to transform the territory into the Riviera of the Middle East. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Many Gazans, like this man, just now returning to what's left of their homes, say they have no plans to leave again. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington told Fox News Channel's Hannity it's a remarkable idea.
The actual idea of allowing first Gazans who want to leave to leave. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Israel's defense minister has reportedly ordered the army to prepare options for Palestinians to exit by land, sea, and air.
A wintry mix spells trouble for the morning commute from Maryland and Virginia on up through New England. CBS New York's Christina Fan is in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey.
Minute to minute, it's really hard to predict what you are going to get. So we've experienced snow. It turned into rain, and then now I believe it is sleet that we are experiencing outside. And the precipitation is also really starting to pick up.
Despite an abnormally cold January here in the U.S., the world shattered more heat records last month. The European Climate Service Copernicus says thanks to La Nina conditions in the Pacific Ocean, it was the warmest January on record. Scientists at Columbia University say they've discovered a part of the brain that tells us when to push the plate away. CBS's Michael George.
A study on mice found a specific neuron interprets how much food we've eaten and tells us when we've had enough. By activating that neuron, the mice ate much smaller meals. The hope is to one day use this knowledge to treat obesity.
This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a slick start outside. An overnight wintry mix came down and has created some icy spots. Late last night and into the morning, the roads were a mess everywhere. Our Racine County Sheriff's Squad was involved in an impact near 7 Mile Road, and I-94 in the area was shut down briefly. The icy spots won't stick around long. We will warm up a little today. It will be getting windy with gusts up over 40 miles an hour. We'll have more coming up in the forecast. Racine and Kenosha drug units got together for a bust this week. The Racine County Sheriff's Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group executed a search warrant in Kenosha Tuesday. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old at a home on 38th Street near 94th. During the operation, police say they seized 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A story you'll want to go deeper with at the Racine County Eye today is music-based. A music teacher at a Racine County school is making a big difference, with her story now online at racinecountyeye.com. And it's another day of nothing from the local papers. The parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is Lee Enterprises. A message on their website says again they're experiencing technical problems that are preventing print and digital editions. Lee owns over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a four-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but it's part of the game and it's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't like actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, if you're thinking about it, this place is not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We should be done with the flurries and the freezing drizzle. In fact, we'll be mostly sunny by this afternoon, but it will be windy today. Our high right around 38. The wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We could see more snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
I got a postcard from my friend George. It was a satellite picture of the entire Earth. On the back, he wrote, "Wish you were here." Curiosity killed the cat, but for a while I was a suspect. I was arrested today for scalping low numbers at the deli. Sold the number 3 for $28. I used to be a narrator for bad mimes. Why is it a penny for your thoughts, but you have to put your 2 cents in? Somebody's making a penny. I talk to myself a lot. It bothers people, though, because I use a megaphone. Why is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of that song?
It's 7:08 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Right now, we're going to talk about the Racine Public Library. Shay King is here. She never gets you. You always schedule other people, but I'm glad to see you're in here now.
Yep, I'm back after a long wait.
Yeah, this building wasn't here last time you were here. This was an empty farm field, and now you're back. Shay King is the head of business development for the Racine Public Library. Now, what does that entail, head of business development?
Head of business development is a funny way of saying head of marketing. So I'm okay. In charge of websites, social media, press releases, you name it.
Because when we think of the library, we don't think of business.
No, but they try to run libraries a little bit more like a business than they used to.
There's so much stuff in there. It's not just books anymore. You guys got tons of things going. And every time there's a new technology, oh, there you go. You got to be part of that new technology or you fall behind. So I was just telling Shay, I ordered after the Academy Awards last year. It could have been a little later than that. There was a movie called American. Oh, I forgot what it was already. I got it on my phone. I'll take a look at it in a minute. It was up for a ton of Academy Awards. And I said, you know what? Maybe I should see this movie. And I said to the lady, could you put it on your list, the librarian? And she said, sure. It didn't come out on DVD yet. But as soon as it does, we will get it and we'll put you on the list.
Right.
When I say the list, how big is the list? It's pretty big. So I got on the list, and this was last year sometime. The other day, I said, they got a note. Your Blu-ray's in. And I said, great. When did I order this? I said, oh, great. Because it's a really good movie. I just can't think of the name of it. It's with Jeffrey... I forget his name. I'll find it. American Jeffrey. Something like that. I forget what it was. I'll look it up in just a second. I got it on my phone. I got your
threatening thing to get it back in 2 days.
I got one of those myself on Monday.
Yeah, just get it back. We know where you live. We know you have children, and we know you have a dog. Something like that. No, it's not that bad. So it is Black History Month. Every February is Black History Month, and people try to do a lot of things for Black History Month, but the library's always in the front of this. You always have a ton of stuff going on. Let's review some of the things going on for Black History Month.
So this month we have something going on every single week for Black History Month. We've got 4 different programs to share with you today. And what's today's date, Don?
Today is, it's on my screen or I wouldn't know, Thursday, February 6th.
Okay, perfect. So this first event is coming up later this evening, 6 to 7:30. It's called Breaking Down Brick Walls, African-American Genealogy Research Strategies. And you know why we need research strategies for this is because the history is so hard to locate prior to a certain amount of time. So Judy Collins is coming in to tell us how to find information about your ancestry, your loved one's ancestry, and make it a little bit easier for you.
Well, that's good. You know, I remember when they first started Black History Month. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been around that long. And you'll learn something. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people different than you and me.
Oh, yeah.
And I have African-Americans in my family. Mm-hmm. My stepson is African-American. And you get to learn the history. I mean, it's like Holocaust remembrance. You get to learn the history of the Jews and what they went through. Mm-hmm. Now you get to learn who the Black leaders are. There are tons of them. And you get to know the times they went through, which weren't that good in this country. But you get to know all about it. We should know this, because if you forget history, you know what they say.
Yep.
It repeats.
Uh-huh.
So we better not forget it. But this is good. Black History Month. And that will run through the end of February, February 28th.
That's right.
28th this year. Right? Yeah, 29th in leap years. Okay. That's another thing I got to remember. What is it? February 29th?
I think we just had the leap year. I think we're safe.
Yeah, we're good for 4 years. Okay. Tax time. I love the heading here. We love taxes.
Okay.
And they, you know, I always said to somebody, they said to me, there's nothing you have to do in life. I said, yes, there are 2 things. You have to go pay taxes and you got to die. Two things. That's the only 2 things you have to do.
One of those happens more often than the other.
Yeah. And every year you got to pay taxes. And we're in that predicament right now. Except the people in California. They gave them through October.
What?
Because they lost everything in the fires.
That's reasonable.
There's no tax. There's nothing they have. They lost everything. So they gave them another 6 months to get through this
thing.
Yeah, I know. And I didn't even think about that. But all their paperwork, everything they ever knew about their tax, all gone. All right. So let's talk about taxes now, because we all got to pay it. And it's coming up April 15th. So let's talk about
mind me.
Now, when you go into the library, you got all your tax forms there, right?
That's right. At the very top of the stairs leading to adult services, we have a whole stack of forms available. Almost everything you could possibly need. We've got Wisconsin forms 1, AD, SB, and WD. Now, I don't know what any of those mean, but maybe you do.
Not me. I don't do my taxes. I have somebody else do it for me.
And then in addition to the Wisconsin forms, we also have federal forms 1040 and 1040 SR in English and Spanish. We also have homestead credit form. And for all of the forms, there are instructions as well. Thank goodness.
Now, do you have somebody helping out with this stuff? Because if I had to do it myself, I wouldn't know what I'm doing.
We do. So we actually have a partnership with United Way of Racine County's VITA program. VITA, that's V-I-T-A. It stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And they are in the library every Tuesday and Thursday until the tax deadline passes so that you can get your taxes taken care of. Now, you do have to call or go to their website in order to schedule an appointment. They do not do walk-ins, and the library does not schedule appointments directly. So you can go to unitedwayracine.org/VITA. Or you can call 262-383-2504 to make your appointment.
I told you, my tax lady who I use is doing my taxes since I'm 18 years old. Same lady.
Reliable person.
She is reliable. And she's absolutely great. She's a CPA. And she's got a company, but they just do big corporations and stuff like that. But she's kept her individual
big
ones.
Big corporations and Don Rosen.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the two biggies. And I told you off the air that when I call up, I say, listen, Dolores, I don't understand this. Just pay it. Just sign it, Donald. Just sign it. Send it in. Everything's taken care of. Yeah, but I had a question about this. What's your question? And it's like, you know, I feel like she got a stick in her hand. She's going to hit me if this is a stupid question. I said, well, I just got a question about this thing here, this map. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine, Donald. Just sign it and send it. It's very intimidating when I talk to her.
Taxes are very intimidating.
Yeah, no, Dolores is very intimidating. And I've been dealing with this all my life. She's a very, and she gives me the bum's rush on the phone when I start asking questions about taxes. Don't be, I got to go. I got things to do. I got, you know. What about me? You've been doing my taxes since I'm 18. Could I at least ask you a question? What do you want to know? Now I'm shaking in my boots. I'm afraid to ask. I'm sorry. I won't ask again. Anyway, we're talking to Shay King, head of business development for the Racine Public Library. We talked about Black History Month. Got your taxes. Oh, got to pay them. And don't come in April 14th and say, could you help me with my taxes? No. No, you have plenty of time now.
There probably won't even be appointments left on April 14th. So call in advance.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You run out of appointments.
And don't call the library. Call United Way of Racine County.
I picture this like the TV show The Odd Couple when Oscar Madison had to get his tax. He went down to the tax place because he had questions about his taxes. He had receipts on shoes, on spoons, all these receipts because he never took care of his taxes.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I found out the other day? I should have brought this in for you now. Ransom. When you have to pay ransom for something, that's tax deductible.
Why?
You just have to, you're going to pay $1 million ransom. I mean, you can write that off your taxes. But you have to have a police report that said you paid it.
Wow.
I mean, how many people take advantage of that?
How many people even know? Like, you're going to get a horrible amount of money taken from you, and then somebody's going to come gently knock on your door and say, hey, did you know that's tax deductible?
I told you it's tax deductible. I found out. Yeah, we just did it in the morning here, the other morning. Hey, it's 7:16, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for joining us here today. Cloudy, got a gradual clearing with a high near 37. Did you have to chip the ice off your car this morning?
No, I've got a garage, thank goodness.
Look at you, hoity-toity. Clear tonight, lows around 50. Well, I didn't know if I was dealing with the upper crust.
It's okay. I get to scrape the ice off my glasses. You see the steam rising off of these every time I take a drink.
Shay came in, opened up her hot tea, took a drink, and steam was all over her glasses. Mm-hmm. When I was looking at this cloud formed.
Low visibility this morning.
Clear tonight. Lows around 15. Partly sunny. Highs near 29 tomorrow. Saturday, 1 to 3 inches of snow.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. With a high near 32, so it should melt. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 27. Right now, cloudy, 29 degrees right here at Radio Park. And we've got the beats. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer had a feud that not many people knew about dating back to the show Cheers. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, hosted by Danson and Woody Harrelson, Grammer says the feud started when Danson accused him of not always showing up ready to work. Grammer says he owned it and added that he was drinking too much back then. No fists thrown, curses exchanged, or hitting on each other's wives? That's barely a grudge. Sometimes it just takes a little convincing from someone like Steven Spielberg for an actor to take a role in a film. Actor Kiwi Han says he was offered the lead role as an action star in the film Love Hurts. The star of Everything All at Once and The Goonies told director Jonathan Eusebio no 3 times because he wasn't feeling it. That is until Spielberg convinced him he didn't need to look like Sylvester Stallone to be a hero. If Steve Spielberg gives you advice, probably best to take it. Love Hurts opens this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Jay King is here, head of business development for the Racine Public Library. Wanted to backtrack a little bit about Black History Month.
That's right.
So we want to talk about some extra events going on there.
Yes. So we already talked about Breaking Down Brick Walls is tonight, 6 to 7:30. Next week on Valentine's Day from 10 to 10:30 a.m., we have a special story time. Normally our story times are Monday through Thursday, but next week we have one on Friday as well with Judy Collins, who will be reading us It's Bath Time, Baby.
Is that like a Valentine's love thing?
No, it's a really cute illustrated children's book.
Oh, it's a children's book.
It happens to be on Valentine's Day.
The way you said it, we got a Valentine's Day book.
It's
bath time, baby. I didn't know what you were talking about. You said it was a Valentine's Day.
No, it's for children. It's for children.
Okay. Well, then I'm mistaken. The way you said it, though, it's bath time, baby, for Valentine's Day. I didn't know it was children's books. You know, I was in the, this is back when Toys R Us was around. I was walking through Toys R Us, and I had to get a gift for a little kid. And I'm looking through their children's books. And one of the books was, Why do My Farts Smell? And I said, I got to read this book.
Right, they think of everything.
And so it's like, you know, 3 words on a page. You know, I eat this, I eat that, this is why it smells. And I said, boy, this is a great book.
One of my favorite books as a kid was the Grossology series. Like, if it's yucky, you could find it in that book.
Oh, great. Well, kids, especially little boys, love that kind of stuff. I mean, they think all this stuff is funny, and they get a charge out of it. All right, are we done with Black History Month?
We got two more Black History Month events.
Go ahead.
Okay. So A Walk Down Memory Lane is Saturday, February 22nd from noon to 3 p.m. This event honors the legacy of Racine's African-American community. It will be a beautiful remembrance of what Racine was like some years ago, with pictures from the Racine Historical Society, and it's presented by Judy Collins. And we encourage the attendees to bring their own stories as well.
You know, life for African Americans was not great in this country, 30s, 40s,
no.
50s, when some of us were alive back then. And it's hard to believe what went on that. Where I came from, it didn't exist. The East Coast, the Upper East Coast, it didn't exist. There was no,
like, horrifying human rights violations.
And this went on in our country. You know, you look back now and you say, it's hard to believe that went on, but it went on.
Mm-hmm.
And
the ramifications are continuing to this day, like the impact on communities and families. There are still people who are trying to seek reparations and balance what has set them behind, like by decades.
And you've got to talk to somebody who's older, whose parents or grandparents went through this, because these stories can't vanish. they've got to stay alive. So you got to keep passing these stories on. Mm-hmm. I know my grandparents pass stories on to me all the time.
Yeah.
And then you got to pass it on because or write it down or do something with it, because when it's gone,
it's gone.
Nobody's going to remember it. My grandfather told me this story once. He said he was walking in Manhattan and a guy came. This is back in the 1920s or yeah, he was, my grandfather was born in 1900. So back in the early 20s, guy walked up and shot his friend.
Oh.
And it was kind of a gangster type thing. Shot his friend. And he pointed the gun at my grandfather. He says, "Keep moving. You didn't see nothing."
Ooh.
And the guy on the ground was saying, "Dave, you got to help me, Dave." And he pointed the gun. He said, "Keep moving or you're next." And my grandfather had to back up. I mean, you know, I saw this guy's
right.
He backed up. And I said, "Did the guy live?" He said, "Yeah, he was fine." I said, "Was he still your friend?" He said, "Yeah, surprisingly enough, he was." He understood that if he helped him, he was going to get shot.
Yeah, that's a bad situation.
I know. But these stories, now I'll never forget that story.
Mm-hmm.
Want to hear one more grandfather's story?
Storytelling is important.
I'll tell you one more grandfather's story.
Yeah, tell me.
So my grandfather drove a hearse for like 40-50 years in New York. Drove a hearse, and he had some pretty big people in the back of that one of them was a guy named Three Fingers Brown. That was his nickname. He was the head of the Lucchese crime family in 1967 in New York. He was the chief head of the Lucchese crime family, and he was in the back. And when they pulled up to the funeral home, thousands of mobsters in the street for this funeral because he was the head of the Lucchese crime family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. His name was Three Fingers Brown. If you look it up.
What a funeral.
I know. He had some other famous people in there, but that was like when he came home, he told my parents, he said, "I had Three Fingers Brown in the back of my hair." And everybody knew him by his nickname, but the head of the Lucchese crime family. That's pretty big. Shea King is here from, okay, we got to get off this topic. Head of the, I was going to say head of the Lucchese crime family.
Nope.
Shea King is head of business development at the Racine Public Library. We've got so much more to talk about, including a lot of programs for teens.
That's right.
I mean, if your teenager is sitting there, "Oh, I got nothing to do," we're going to give you something to do.
That's right.
We've got plenty of stuff. Keep it right here at WRJN. But right now, I've got Paul Harvey for you.
Now, the rest of the story. When Jim Elliott was growing up in Phoenix, Arizona, he was interested in all kinds of sports. He dragged his daddy to every baseball game, every football game, every basketball game, every track meet in town. Jim knew all of the names of all of the star athletes, but more than anything, he wanted someday to become one of them. Jim Elliott was a little guy. Too small, too scrawny, too uncoordinated to make the teams at school. Neighborhood boys playing games in the street rejected him similarly. "Get lost," they told him. And one day he did. I mean it. One Saturday morning when he was 15, he awakened before daybreak. He bagged a lunch. He boarded his bike. He began a journey. Later that same morning, Jim's parents called in the direction of his room from the breakfast table several times. When there was no answer, they went looking. Finding that he had left, they became frantic. It was not until noon that Jim's folks got the phone call. The boy was calling from Payson. "Payson," Jim's dad exclaimed. Payson was more than 70 miles away, 70 miles of twisty, hilly highway. But Jim was there, and he had made it by bicycle. He would be home for dinner. And thus began Jim Elliott's love affair with one of the most demanding of sports. He planned longer and more arduous bike trips, Prescott, Cottonwood, and Flagstaff. What had once been newspaper route transportation became Jim Elliott's life. He joined the U.S. Cycling Federation. June of 83, he traveled 1,200 miles in 3 days, shaving 2 full hours off the record for that distance. In April of the following year, he set a new world record, 502.3 miles in 24 hours. The first man to break the 500-mile barrier. That August, he bike raced coast to coast, 3,047 miles from Huntington Beach, California to Atlantic City, New Jersey, and he finished third. May 1985, he finished first. He won the Arizona Challenge, 325 miles, including a 17,000-foot climb, 17 hours, 23 minutes, and his record still stands. April 1986, he raced Los Angeles to Phoenix. That's 408 miles. 20 hours, 40 minutes. His record still stands. 1 month later, he won the Plymouth National 24-Hour Bike Marathon. He traveled 460 miles. his record still stands. And then in March of this year, 1987, he raced by bicycle San Diego to Tucson, 25 hours and 15 minutes. His record still stands. The little guy who once was too scrawny for sports is 6'5" now. But there was a reason besides size that he was rejected from athletics as a boy. A physical condition which made doctors warn against strenuous activity, which prevented him from even procuring a driver's license, which made him depend on his bicycle exclusively for transportation. Jim Elliott, the marathon bicyclist, who at 31 is still setting record paces for the rest of the world, was born with something that should have prevented that. Uncurable, only marginally controllable, grand mal epilepsy. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, we've got another rest of the story coming up later on this afternoon, 12:05. Dan Marcus has one for you. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The overnight and morning hours saw a surge in accidents across southeastern Wisconsin. A wintry mix contributed to hazardous roads. Incidents included a Milwaukee County Sheriff's Squad being struck on 43, a seven-car pileup on 115th and Good Hope Road in Milwaukee, plus a Racine County Sheriff's Squad was involved in an accident on 7 Mile Road. We're trying to find out if there were any major injuries. We will warm up a little today, but it'll come with some wind. Gusts could be up over 40 miles an hour. There is a chance of snow this weekend. More coming up in the forecast. The man arrested for a Kenosha homicide at a Southside home this week had a connection to the residence. Justin Tursik has been arrested for the fatal stabbing of Andrew Fankush and his dog in a home that Fankush was moving into. The home was formerly owned by Tursik's grandmother, and police believe the connection may have played a role in the violent confrontation. Tursik is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and is being held on $1.5 million bond. There are some changes coming to high school football in the state. Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska has more.
The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams.
The changes, which had overwhelming support from football coaches in the state, will go into effect this fall. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers announced that he will be putting $80 million towards Wisconsin agriculture in the new budget. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and let's take a listen in to Governor Evers to see what he has planned for the ARIP program.
Earlier today, I announced the latest round of funding through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP, as most people know it. And that's to support another 55 projects of fixing and upgrading aging local roads that support the farmers and producers in 36 counties across the state. And that's great news. We're going to keep building on our work in the next budget to make sure farmers and producers and the industries can get from point A to point B safely and can get the product to market.
Governor Evers says that with increased interest in this ARIP program, that increased funding will help maintain Wisconsin agriculture's efficiency for the foreseeable future. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
It's all about the bacon. Hanging bacon. Enjoy bacon and friends while celebrating at the 2025 Porkapalooza, Thursday, February 6th at the Corn Soy Expo in the Wisconsin Dells. Porkapalooza features pork appetizers, beverages, live music by Super Tuesday in both live and silent auctions supporting youth programs and the Wisconsin pork industry. There will also be some special appearances by Mr. Pig and U.S. Olympic swimmer Phoebe Bacon. Porkapalooza is presented by the Wisconsin Pork Association. To learn more, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving this morning on a Thursday. It looks like they're trying to push higher as cash corn is up 1 1/4 at 494.5, and new crop corn is up 1/4 at 468.75. Cash soybeans are up 6 3/4 at 1063.75, where new crop soybeans are up 7 1/4 at 1069.75. March wheat is up 1.5 at 573.75, and July wheat is up 1.5 as well at 598.25. March Class 3 milk contracts are up 9 cents at 2010 100 weight, and April contracts are up 4 cents at 1972 100 weight. Barrels of cheese closed yesterday with no change at 180.5, and 40-pound blocks finished down 4 at 186. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
We should be done with the flurries and the freezing drizzle. In fact, we'll be mostly sunny by this afternoon, but it will be windy today. Our high right around 38. The wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We could see more snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Oh, you're all excited when you get something, right? You bring it in, you open it on the kitchen table, the place of honor for the new arrival. You read the instructions, fill out the registration card. You may even join the club of other idiots that have this thing. And then some time goes by, and it slowly begins to dawn on you that maybe you're not going to be quite as keen on drying out fruit and storing it in your basement as you thought. So what do? You have to demote it. Objects start the highest level, visible in a living area. From there, it goes down to a closet, cupboard, or drawer. That's why we have those, so we don't have to see all of the huge mistakes we have made. From the closet, it goes to the garage, one of the longest phases in trashification. But the most definite. No object has ever made it out of the garage and back into the house. The word garage seems to be a form of the word garbage. That's what it is.
King is my guest. Shay is the head of business development, another word for marketing, for the Racine Public Library. We talked about Black History Month. We talked about taxes. Taxes are coming up. Now, not only can you get all your forms there, but you can also get help.
That's right.
And I don't know how people do their own taxes. I know if you, some of the forms are real easy, and I don't live a complicated life. When my tax lady sends me I see what she sent. I mean, I could probably do that. She's got a computer program. She puts, because she's got so many years of my stuff, so she knows how my life works. She pumps it into the computer. It spits out the answer.
That's what you pay her for. That sounds
great. It sounds easy. She says, you know, it's a computer program. I put your stuff in, blah, 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 blah. And spits out your tax forms, and it does it automatically. I don't really get a physical tax. She sends me a copy of it, but she doesn't send it to the IRS. She sends a file to the IRS.
Sure.
And they get it automatically within seconds.
Wow.
Then I have to sign something saying that I know she sent it and I didn't lie. And she's kept me out of prison for my entire life. I'll tell you a funny story with her. One day I get a call from this is years ago, back in the 80s, I guess. Maybe in the 70s. I think it was the 80s. I get a call from the IRS. They get a question.
Okay.
And immediately, I lose about 10 pounds in sweat.
Oh, no.
This is how they got Al Capone. You know. I say, this is how they got him. Tax evasion. So I don't do anything wrong. So I call Dolores. And she says, because she used to work for the IRS. She goes, who'd you speak to? And I got the information. She goes, I'll call you back in about 10 minutes. Calling back 10 minutes.
Minutes.
All taken care of.
What? What was the problem?
It was something with something she filed. They had a question about.
Oh.
And she said, I took care of it.
Oh. She's good.
She's very good. Because most people they call go into a panic and start sweating and lose about 10 pounds immediately. Uh-huh. And I'm one of those people. because I don't know how to deal with confrontation with authority.
Terrible.
So I get intimidated, and she's not intimidated. So she called up. One day my parents got called into the IRS office.
Ooh.
It was something with his car because he had a car he used for business. And she said to them, when you come in here, don't say a word. Even if he looks at you and asks a question, I will answer all questions. Just stand there and sit there with your mouth shut, and we'll be out of here in a few minutes. And they were out of there in about 20 minutes. He said some questions about the car. But when you answer the questions, you start humming, 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 and you start giving information that you shouldn't give. But she knows. She says, keep your mouth shut, and we'll be out of here in a few minutes.
Wow.
I will do all the talking.
She knows her stuff.
That's why she's been on my taxes since I'm 18 years old. I'm not going to prison like Al Capone. What are you kidding? And I do nothing wrong. I pay all my taxes and probably then some. So, all right. Enough with that. I'm sweating already. And I didn't file yet.
Bad memories.
Okay. A lot of teenage programs. You know, when I was a kid, my mother signed me up with the Police Boys Club. I was never, ever in trouble. My brother wasn't in trouble ever. My friends weren't in trouble. This was a way to make sure you join with the Police Boys Club.
Okay.
And they had different events and activities. You got to wear a shirt that said Police Boys Club on it. And it was all, that's what you signed up with. That was then in the 60s. This is now because there's so many more ways for kids to get in trouble.
Ugh, no kidding.
I mean, now it's electronic ways
right.
to get in trouble.
You've got social media, et cetera.
So this is a great way to get teens involved with something other than troublesome things. So let's talk about the teen programs you have at the library.
Yes. So all of our teen programs take place in Teen Scene, which is one of the new spaces in the library that we added after we renovated in 2023. So Teen Scene is what I like to call a clubhouse for teenagers. So you've got spaces to sit and read, do homework, hang out with friends. There's always crafts in there for you to do. There's a ton of really cool video games. Like they've got Rock Band, they've got a game table, and they also have a number of programs. So Teen Talk with NAMI Racine County is one of our.
No, it's not NAMI.
That's
what is it?
National, I think, Alliance of Mental Health or Mental.
You like the way I spring this on her without.
Yeah, right. something mental health.
Good.
Please forgive me, NAMI. I know people who work at NAMI. So NAMI is coming into the library on Monday, February 10th and March 10th from 4:30 to 5:30, as a peer group, support group for teens.
National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Mental Illness. Okay. Thank you. I got three of the words right.
And by the way, I had to look it up.
Yeah. He's got his phone out right now. So participants of the Teen Talk group can express any thoughts, feelings, or ideas they have without fear of repercussions. And there are snacks.
All right. You got me. But
right.
I'm not a teenager. I wish some of these things were around. My library where I grew up was books and record albums and periodicals. That was it. They had a reading guide for little tiny kids. They had a little reading corner with these chairs that were like 6 inches off the ground. And, you know, that must have been fun. You know, my wife reads to me at night.
Ah, that's great.
We have books at home. We're reading one from Bob Barry right now, who was a big DJ in Milwaukee back in the 60s. And he wrote a book about his experience. Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell you something in just a minute when we get off the air, when we have a break.
Okay.
I just thought of it. Anyway,
behind the scenes.
She reads that to me. She just read me from Haunted Racine the other day.
Oh, that's great.
She read me Carol Gianforte's book. She's such a great reader. Now, I can read it, but she reads it so well, and I get to lay there in bed and just enjoy her reading these books to me.
Oh,
and she loves reading. She loves reading out loud. She's one of these people should be reading your books at the library.
She should come on the radio and read some of these papers in front of us.
Yes. But she's very good about it. She doesn't stutter, stumble, or anything. So when we talk about the kids and teenagers, you know, get books read to them. I get it read to me all the time, and I love it. I mean, I can read it myself, but it's better when she reads
it. Right. It's an experience when somebody reads it to you.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so you've got, let's walk through the Teen Talk with NAMI. We talked about that. The Reading Rainbow Book Club.
Yes.
What's that?
So at the Reading Rainbow Book Club, you can discuss books, graphic novels, or any other form of media amongst LGBTQIA+ teens and allies. And that, for folks who aren't familiar with the abbreviation, is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, and
holy mackerel,
and
I can
more.
Remember all that stuff. I couldn't remember NAMI. I had to look that up.
Well, you can see my shirt. This is my area of specialty. I've got an LGBT Center shirt on right now.
Yeah, look at that.
So, okay.
And also, there's something else you use. Oh, graphic novels. Now, people that don't know what that is, that's like Marvel. It's like, that's like all the superhero stuff.
Yes,
graphic novels.
Comic books and all kinds of different art styles, but it's stories in picture form. So illustrated books don't stop being relevant once you're no longer a kid. Young adults like them too.
Well, it's like romper room in my house when she reads. After there's a picture, she holds the picture up to me so I can see the picture. Remember how
that's the experience.
That's when little kids, they used to read and they look everywhere and they hold the picture book up and they move in front of everybody. She does it with here are the pictures.
Sometimes my partner does that when we have important documents in the mail.
Here it is. Here's the picture so you can see it. Okay, Racine Fiber Arts.
Hooks and needles.
Yeah, what is that?
So hooks and needles refers to crochet hooks and knitting needles. So this is an open stitch club for teenagers. And Carrie, who runs the teen room, is experienced in, I believe, both knitting and crochet. So if you come in with that experience, she can also teach you how to get started. And she's got some supplies for anybody who needs a little starter kit. So it's for knitters, crocheters, and anybody else who does any kind of fiber arts. And we do this one during the day. So homeschoolers and virtual schoolers, as well as anyone who just is out of school that day, is welcome. It's 1:30 to 2:30 on the third Wednesday that we're open every month.
You know, you're never too old to learn, and I'll tell you why. Because my wife is teaching me the piano. Me and this 12-year-old girl, we both are her two students. And I don't practice a lot, so I had to go back to the baby stuff recently because I laid off after Thanksgiving till recently.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
I'm not even up that far.
Oh.
But I was playing music from Oliver, Where Is Love, with one hand. But now I'm learning the left hand.
Oh.
And so that's the bass clef.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning the right. And you got to play them together.
Yep.
And that's where I run into problems. I could do one hand at a time, but I just doing two. And I watch people who play the piano. A guy at church plays the piano music. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I'm looking at piano players, rock and roll piano players, people who do concerts, and I'm watching them play the piano. Lady Gaga, do you ever see her play the piano?
No.
My brother went to one of her concerts once, and it was just her on the piano. There was for 2.5 hours, just her, no band, just her and a piano. I've seen her play before, and she just, these people who just, it's like nothing. They use both hands going up and down, and the music they play, I had a while. My problem was I looked at sheets of music and I saw dots on a piece of paper.
It's another language.
Yet you, Lady Gaga, sees music on a piece of paper where I have to learn. She's got the musicality. I don't have that. I've tried all my life to play instruments. This time I'm going to learn this piano.
It helps if your parents loved music. I took piano lessons for about 15 years.
Oh, so you know.
Yeah, they started me when I was 6 years old. Yeah. So I can play with both hands, but every time I stop playing and then I come back, I'm like, ooh, right. I have to remember how to read this foreign language again.
And you know what? These piano people who play the piano make it look so easy.
I know.
They just glide up and down the piano. I can do one hand at a time. It's getting two hands at the same time where I got a problem with. And you're not supposed to look at the keys. You're supposed to look at the music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting there. But, oh, man. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. I got Shea King here, head of business development for the Racine Public Library. Hey, you know the WRGN plays timeless hits? Well, now, as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts, too. It's the WRGN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. We'll set one lucky winner up with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, your sweetheart's sweet tooth, satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, that all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine, and a great concert night with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater, February 28th. Simply enter at any of our sponsor locations, and we'll choose one lucky winner at random on Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with all the details. Stop in at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine. Remember, Nobody loves you like we do at WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is gonna dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you wanna be. That is my heart. I wanna be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
W-R-J-N. Shay King is here from the Racine Public Library. Shay, is that short for anything?
Sometimes I tell people it's short for shaving cream. No.
Like Shailene?
No, just Shay.
Yeah. You know, there were two names that weren't around that long. Wendy. That's
really?
From Peter Pan. Before Peter Pan, there was no name Wendy. It was made up for Peter Pan.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed.
The other one is Jessica.
No.
Jessica was made up for The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare.
But there's so many Jessicas.
Well, William Shakespeare wrote that a long time ago. he didn't write it last Tuesday. He wrote it like in the, 1800s, 1700s, whatever.
The name had time to catch on.
Yeah, Jessica was written, I think it was Jessica, for The Merchant of Venice, and Wendy was written from Peter Pan.
Wow. That's exciting.
I know. Every name's got to start somewhere.
I know. They're all made up.
Yeah, well, every name is made up. Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about, we've got another teen program here we're talking about. And Brick Warriors. What is that?
Brick Warriors refers to Legos.
Oh, Lego.
Yeah.
This is the, whoever thought Legos would be the hottest thing?
I know.
I was watching this video of a shoplifter from Walmart. Every thief in America steals from Walmart. I watch these shoplifting videos on YouTube.
I don't know why it's Walmart. Because they have so many cameras.
You don't get away with it. Plus, it's all on this, when they do the scanning thing by themselves. That's when people get away. So this woman stole a Lego set. What she did was she stuck a tag on it from something else. The Lego set was $100.
Yeah, and that's not even the most expensive Lego set.
I thought that my next door neighbor has a Legoland built inside his house.
Wow.
I haven't seen it. One entire room with nothing but Legos, and he keeps buying more Lego sets. I mean, I didn't know they were. I thought it was like $5 to buy a couple of Legos.
When I was a kid, one of the very highly desired Lego sets was like from Star Wars, you could do the Millennium Falcon or you could do like the Death Star. But if you wanted one of those, you'd be at like $400. And that was what, 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, $400.
Wow. I'm telling you, I was shocked when they said, oh, you stole this. This is $100. $100 for Legos? Whoa. Anyway, so this is the Brick program you did with Legos.
Brick Warriors Teen Lego Club. It's the first Wednesday of every month from 4 to 6 p.m. in Teen Scene.
Shameless creativity craft time. Origami hearts. Origami hearts. Is paper folding.
Yes. So that one is February 13th, one day before Valentine's Day, and it's 5 to 6 p.m. So for this one, Carrie is teaching the attendees how to fold paper into different heart shapes. And you can keep them or you can give them away. And if you happen to despise Valentine's Day, as some people do, we will have black origami paper waiting for you.
Who despises Valentine's Day?
Well.
Do people despise it? I may not like it.
Sometimes it's trendy to hate things.
All right. You say so. Okay, let's continue on here. We've got a whole bunch of other projects here. Won't you be my Valentine? I think we just talked about that. What is Driftwood Mushroom Lights?
Oh, that one's cool.
What is that?
That is our Shameless Creativity Craft Time for March, which is on Thursday, March 13th, 5 to 6 p.m. again. And this one is we're going to use LED lights and hot glue to create a glowing mushroom garden.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. You did it right in the library.
Yeah.
Huh?
So, and it's free. All of the craft supplies will be there waiting for you. And you get this super cool handmade work of art to take home with you.
All right, this sounds like something teenagers would like, the teen hangout hour.
Yep. So February's teen hangout hour is Tuesday, February 25th, 5 to 6 p.m. This one is themed around nanotape. Now, I don't know what nanotape is, but the description reads, dive into the world of bubbles, squishies, and fidgets using that weird nanotape stuff we saw online somewhere. So if you don't know what nanotape is, come on in.
I don't know.
And find out. I mean, if you're a teenager anyway.
I'll sneak in.
Yeah.
I'll just wear some, you know, holes in my jeans and stuff like that. I'll just sneak in. They can't tell the difference. Whoa. Okay. And we've got another teen hangout hour coming up March 25th. Drop the eraser drawing class.
Yes. So we like to encourage people to forget about perfectionism. So there will be no erasers required here. Bring your sense of humor.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this art class, speed and skill will fight to the death. Artists will follow along in real time with instructional art videos. So you can't pause the art video. You just have to hope for God that your fingers can keep up these experienced artists are doing on video. And you're going to try to produce the best drawing you can without falling behind the tutorial.
Let me tell you something. I am so used to pausing stuff.
Yeah.
I was actually in the movie theater watching Flight Risk. And I think I'm the only person in the world who really loved that movie. Everybody hated it.
Oh, no.
But I loved it. Anyway, so I'm watching it. And I, for a second, went through my mind. Oh, I got to rewind that just a second.
I know.
And I'm sitting in a movie theater thinking I can rewind this. Just, it went through my head for a second. I'm so used to watching, movies that you can hit the button, rewind it if you want to see something again and catch something you missed.
Nope, you actually have to wait like 2 months for it to come out on streaming. And then if you have the right streaming platform, you can rewind it.
I don't want streaming. I get DVDs and Blu-rays. And I get them from the public library.
Thank you for that.
By the way, American Fiction was the Blu-ray that I got.
Okay, we remembered.
Yeah, and my wife got out the first two Mission Impossible movies with Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
And she's watching them and she said, I can't follow this. It's just nothing but one action scene after another tied together. And I said, what? This doesn't even seem like you, Mission Impossible. You got a thing for Tom Cruise? I just doesn't even seem like her. This is not her kind of movie.
No.
And she got two of them. And she's watching this thing. And I've seen them before. And I said, how do you like it? I said, I can't. I don't know what's going on. Just one action scene after another. People hanging from ceilings and doing all sorts of things. Kicking everybody. Punching people.
Did she ever tell you why she checked them out?
Yes, because she said there's a new one coming out and she wanted to catch up. I said, there's like five of them you got to catch up on. She just got the first two. I don't think she's going to watch the other one.
She's going to give up on it.
It didn't seem like her. That's what I didn't understand. This is not your movie. It's
maybe
not
she's
even
trying
my
to impress
movie.
You.
So we watched a James Bond film not too long ago. And she said, this is just action sequences put together. What do you think you were going to get here? You know, we don't watch any Marvel. The only Marvel movies we watched, Robert Downey Jr. played Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The first Iron Man we watched, a really good movie.
I enjoyed that one, too. Yeah, that was good.
And that was good. And The Dark Knight.
Ooh, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. But, yeah, I just can't get into that stuff. And that's just me. What am I going to tell you? American Fiction. That was the movie. It was up for a slew of Academy Awards. I don't know if it won any. I got to go back. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much for coming in. We got through the whole list.
It's been a joy, as usual.
It's the latest. It's the greatest. It's the library. And it's not live. Ellen DeGeneres has a funny bit. She goes, she's talking about somebody who says library. She says, they say library. If you go to the library, you know what word you'll never find in there? Library. Because it doesn't exist. But you run into people that say that. Library.
Yeah.
Do you correct them?
I feel like it's a dialectical thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. It's people that aren't. It's not. Do you correct them?
No, I don't. I know what they're talking about.
Do you try to use the word correctly in the next sentence? Like, oh, yes, thank you for coming to the library. Thank you very much.
I don't. It sounds like you might, though.
It's like February. It's not February. It's February. There's an R in there.
I don't think I've ever once said February.
But that's what the word is. Oh, then you're... No wonder why you don't correct people at library. You're just guilty with
them.
February. Shay King, thank you very much. We've got a whole schedule of people coming in through... 2027. We got the list all set.
That's right. We plan in advance around here.
Thank you very much for coming
in.
You're always a good smile.
See you next time.
And these are great programs. Take advantage of it. This is your library. This is what you pay your taxes for.
And they're all free other than the taxes that you pay.
Oh, you don't do that? You don't pay them?
If you're a kid, you might not.
8 o'clock here at WRJ and 8 on the Dot. Let's check news. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.